Der Trending Topics Podcast. Herzlich willkommen bei einer neuen Folge. Wir sprechen mit Experten über Startups, Unternehmertum und Innovation. Der Trending Topics Podcast. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe des Podcasts von Trending Topics. Mein Name ist Max Lammer. Ich bin heute zu Gast bei der OMV und habe als Gesprächspartnerin Julia Benbow. Sie ist Department Manager für Learning and Development. Sie kommt aus England, deswegen werden wir den Podcast auf Englisch machen. I will switch to English now. Thank you, Julia, I am allowed to come to you and we are talking about important points when it comes to employee experience, our focus in this podcast. Thank you for having time. Julia, maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit. What's your background, where you come from, and what is your current role in OMV?
So, as you say, I am from the UK. I'm glad we're not having a discussion about Brexit today. yes, I joined OMV in July in 2017. Previously, I'd worked for Jaguar Land Rover, the automotive manufacturer, also in learning and development, and have worked in organisational development and learning and development for, I hate counting, but probably about 15 years. Okay. Generalist HR and also operational retail catering. So when I first left university, I worked for Pret a Manger. So if you push me, I can still tell you, 20 years later, the ingredients of a super club and a tuna mayo, etc. So, yes, moving out of operations, I went into a generalist HR and then have focused very much on organisational and learning and development since then. Have worked in engineering organisations as well as a startup company. And ranging in size from 40,000 employees to 250. Quite a difference, but seen lots of different styles and ways of working.
Very interesting. And now you're contributing to the development of OMV, HR. Yeah. What is your role when it comes to learning and development?
Yeah. So I look after a team here who are responsible for developing our learning products and working with the business experts who want people to know or learn more about a particular topic. And we build a portfolio of learning with them to help them access and continue to develop their knowledge. And I also have a role to think about the future requirements that people will need, because one of the challenges that always exists is it takes time to build learning. And yet when people have a conversation about what they need to know, they want instant access to that learning. And so it's really important to try to think ahead and say, what might people need to know so that when we build the learning, it's ready for them to come and take it.
And also the level of different groups of employees, right?
Absolutely. Different functions need different things. Different levels need different things. And they need different things at different times. And whether it's you're a new starter, and you need to know the fundamental basics of how the organization works. How do I use the systems? How do I understand how processes work? What are my obligations as an employee? Through to, and what are the kind of standards of behavior that we might expect? And that sounds very strict, and I don't think I mean it that way. But in OMV, we have a foundation. Like Simon Sinek, we have our why, we have our what, and we have our how. So how do you work here? With team spirit, with passion, with pioneering spirit. We think performance is important and working with accountability. And therefore, we also try to help people develop in those through personal skills courses. Yeah, we have to think about leadership development and we have to think about functional technical knowledge. So if I'm a geologist, how do I maintain my knowledge on geology? And of course, I'm not an expert on that. And my team aren't either. So we work closely with business experts so that they can say, this is where the skill is needed.
If it comes to employee experience, we're talking also about, of course, development, but it's more the lifelong learning aspect. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it. So what is your understanding and how do you describe this?
One of the things thinking about the future is that the world and the way we work is evolving and is changing. And digitalization, like for many companies, is a really hot topic right now. And we know that digitalization is more than just technology. It's about the people too. And the future of work starts to look and feel different. And one of the things that everybody, whether you're reading an article in The Economist, through to working with a consultant, through to just picking up an article in the newspaper, we'll talk about the fact that what we know needs to change. And because of the speed of technology and external influences in our traditional working environments, we're having to upgrade and change our knowledge and skills more regularly. So the profession that you started out with and the technical things that you learned in that profession may be very different in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, perhaps for some people in 2 years' time, because we're bringing in new systems and new technology and the way you work with those will change. And the one very clear message that comes out is you have to keep learning and be open to the fact that something will be different and that you may need to adapt what you do, how you do it. And it may not be an extreme. For some people, it might be a completely different change in profession. But for a lot of us, it might just be a little bit. But you will need to just keep learning. And so it's important for us to say, how do we help people do that? And we've planned a digital academy that helps address some of those key areas in our organization.
When you say digital academy, is it the technology you use for learning or is it also in the content that you want to provide?
So it's the content. So we have recognized that every different type of employee might need something different and thought about our employees in kind of groups or personas. And we've said, so there's a group that's everyone, and everybody will need to know something. And that's around, how do I work confidently alongside technology? How do I understand that things need to be safe? I need to use data safely. I need to understand my obligations under the GDPR. For example, I need to make sure that I'm not going to expose my organization to a cyber attack by clicking on the wrong kind of email. I need to be able to use digital communication tools and in an effective way. So that's important. And then we have the digital professionals. These are the people who are traditionally IT people, but also some of those new roles. So the data scientist and the deep analytics expert, the agile project manager who is able to run agile ways of working in an organization. Those things that perhaps aren't traditional roles, but are appearing more and more, we need to make sure we're helping them develop. So the digital professionals who have real depth and breadth of clouds and architecture and those things that we know exist,
It's about the digital content. And which technology would you or will you use to provide all this content?
We have a learning management system, which is part of a big core HR tool. and it provides the platform to manage our processes in an automated way. We also plan to work with external suppliers to use ready-made digital content where they have existing expertise and we can pull that content into our organisation and combine it with specialist OMV knowledge. Okay. So it's our plan to be able to have blended learning opportunities that focus on specific content areas, specific subjects, and someone says, for example, I want to learn about blockchain. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And I have a role which determines that blockchain will have an impact on me. So I want to perhaps do a piece of e-learning that introduces me to the subject. And then there might be something that says, so how does it work in our downstream business? And that how does it work in our downstream business is likely to be content that we supply, and that could be made in-house, it could be a face-to-face briefing. Mm-hmm. So you may have a learning journey which you access through our learning management system, which is comprised of several different components. And it's really important to us that people will be able to make a decision themselves along with the discussion with their line manager about why and how that's important to them. So we won't expect everybody to be the expert on blockchain, just those people who are affected by it in their role.
How much time per week do you think a average employee could use or maybe it's not in a week, it's a month, I don't know. Yeah. But you know, it's only to get a feeling.
I don't know necessarily that there's a fixed time. Mm. I do know that there are some people out there who say, it's really important to me that I spend an hour a week developing myself, reading or learning about something new. In OMV, like many organisations, we have the 70-20-10 principle. 70% of what you learn comes from learning on the job, from experience. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it could be that you spend all of your working week learning.
Yeah.
Because it could be totally new to you that week. Mm-hmm. And 20% comes from learning from others. And therefore, are you spending time with a mentor or a colleague? And only 10% comes from formal learning. Mm-hmm. And that's not time. That's 70% of what you learn comes from experience. Mm-hmm. 20% of what you learn comes from others. And so we think about the fact that you will need to distribute what you learn by doing and by finding out facts and information. What we do know is people prefer to learn in small chunks, and just-in-time learning is very important. So it's unlikely that we will get people to sit down and spend a long time, a day, sometimes an hour learning. I read a thing yesterday that one of the big commercial learning organizations is saying that 4 minutes is the preferred time for people to consume a piece of learning. And therefore, we will hopefully be attracted to people and learning topics that people can consume quickly and find them as inspiration points. Of course, there will be times when people need to sit down and be more focused about what they learn.
Very, very interesting. So what is your expectation? Because learning is a huge part of employee experience. What do you think, or how do you think this will impact also the experience on the job or in the company itself?
Generally speaking, employees and every academic study ever written, whether it's from a government-sponsored institute or whether it's from Harvard Business School, tells us that people like to feel that they're developing. Mm. And one of the things that attracts them to an organisation is, do they feel they are continuing to grow? Mm-hmm. And it links with standard theory of motivation. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. If you are a master of something it helps you feel good. Dan Pink is very good on this. I don't know if you've listened to his TED talk. If not, I recommend it. But mastery, autonomy and purpose are great drivers for motivation. So to be good at something is something that helps us feel good about work and committed to the purpose of what we're doing. So that learning is something that we know helps people feel good and positive, yeah? And we want to encourage learning behavior is the other part that says the employee experience is likely to be more fulfilling if you're able to adapt to the circumstances that are around you. And how do you adapt? By learning, by looking and reflecting and saying what was new or what's different.
But for creating good employee experience, I like your approach with having personas behind the learning system. I think this is very necessary. Can you give us a little insight on this persona topic?
Yeah, so it's very high level at the moment. Okay. We want to expand it a bit more. But these four areas of saying everybody needs something. Digital professionals are a persona and they are the people who traditionally did IT roles plus. And then there's the, I'm a functional expert. So our core business is oil and gas, yeah? So if I'm a functional expert in upstream and where we have many different experts, drilling engineers, reservoir engineers, geoscientists, how does the world affect my role then? So I'm a functional technical expert. The changes in digitalization will mean that I perhaps need to know more about data analytics. So we will then understand and say, you as a functional technical person will need to grow your skills in these types of subjects to be continuing to contribute to your function effectively. And then another persona is the leadership persona. Okay. Yeah, how do I as a leader drive digital transformation, support transformation, adapt and grow, and still do all the great and good leadership things that an organization needs of me through developing my team and my people.
So starting with the personas is a very inspirational way, I think, the good starting point. Maybe in other constellations, I saw also now we're doing this and this and this and ready, and not thinking about in different positions or functions or groups in the company. I think this is a very important way to design, create things in employee experience.
Yeah, well, I know that one of the big changes that we all experience in life is that it's, because of digitalization, it's easier to make an experience personalized. And there are some things in life that everybody needs to know. Yeah. And there are some things that only a few people need to know. And we're an organization of 20,000 people, and we will not design individually for everybody their own plan. They should do that. But we need to help guide people because it's a confusing world. What do I need to know? What's important to me? Because there is so much information out there. And these personas that are very simple, we currently have four of them, maybe we will have some more. These four areas of everybody, digital professionals, functional technical expert and leader, they should have some guidance behind them that says these are the kind of topics you need to know about when it comes to the future, and therefore use our academy to help develop your knowledge. And that's where we will have learning that supports people.
Do you also mix online and offline courses?
Yes, we do. So about 61% of the learning that takes place in our organization is done online currently.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, then that's been a huge increase in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And that helps us to get learning to people quickly. And of course, we have people operating outside of Austria. And therefore, as a global organization, if you're working in Kazakhstan and you need to know the company standard, e-learning makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But we do also run face-to-face programs. And some of our face-to-face programs are combined with blended learning. So we might start with a webinar where somebody's introduced to the subject, and then they go off and they do 2 days learning, and then at the end of that learning they have some things to focus on. Yeah, the actions that they've decided they're going to look at, or scenarios they're going to test, and then they come back for a couple more days learning and reflect on that, and a bit more content, and then another action plan. Yeah, so you will have a combination of structure, and then the option of having a mentor at the end to help you further embed your learning. That's a combination of online, offline, self-driven stuff.
So it's super interesting, and I thank you so much for your insights and for your openness to share your ideas and your thoughts and your plannings with us. Das war eine weitere Ausgabe von Training Topic Podcast, diesmal mit Julia Benbow von der OMV. Wir bedanken uns ganz herzlich, dass wir da sein haben dürfen und diese Einsichten und Inputs mitgenommen haben zum Thema Corporate Academy, insbesondere im Zusammenhang mit Employee Experience. Wir freuen uns schon auf den nächsten Podcast und sagen hier nochmal herzlich Dankeschön.